Chapter 17, Flower Sun. I woke up still dizzy from spinning out of the portal, and still in a panic about that portal almost closing on me. Dreamflyer told me that dreams show us things. I knew then how hard it was flying in the Red Forest. I heard Dreamflyer in my kitchen, talking to Carr. Dobro was still asleep, snoring next to me. I needed to fly and calm down. I grabbed my pack and tiptoed out the door. "Hello, Flower Sun," I called when I noticed her standing at the end of a branch. She was facing east, singing a song in Silva. She stopped when she saw me.
"Hello, Bongo. I mean, Turbo. Just greeting the morning. I'm not used to sleeping inside a domo, although yours is beautiful."
"I fly every morning," I said. "Looks calm so far." Her three eyes began fluttering. Was she hoping I'd invite her to come along? "Flower Sun, would you like to fly with me? I've watched you fly behind Dreamflyer. You're a great flyer."
"Oh, thank you, Turbo," she beamed. "I'd love to fly with you. I am already bald anyway."
We both laughed. "Sorry, Flower Sun, I didn't mean to laugh at you."
"Well, Turbo, you are still green around the edges. My petals will be back in the spring."
We both looked at each other. Neither of us could stop laughing for the next few minutes. It felt good. To get ready to fly behind me, she fixed her red roots into a harness and unrolled her long tendril that wrapped around her stalk. Then she slipped the end of it through the harness and pulled tight. "Ready?" I asked, and grabbed the end of the tendril to tie around my waist. She stood way taller behind me.
"Ready."
I took off. Flower Sun lifted off after me. She was actually very light for being so tall. I decided to stay close to my home branch. I could hear Flower Sun laughing, as if the air was tickling her. After a few laps, we landed. She wrapped her tendril back around her stalk.
"Turbo, want to show me some of your moves? I'd love to watch."
I was already flying in front of the branch, upside down. I did a triple roll. She applauded with two long leaves, cheering in Silva.
"Winane! Winane!"
I landed next to her and bowed. We sat down. "Where do you come from, Flower Sun? You must miss your kin. Will you be going home soon?" I surprised myself by asking questions. I hardly ever started conversations. Her three big eyes turned sad. "I'm sorry, Flower Sun. You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to."
"Thank you for asking, Turbo. It has been a long time since I was home."
She took a long breath, then went on.
"Flower Sons are the most beautiful kin on the prairie. Me, I was born different. My colors, three eyes instead of two. As you see, I am really tall. I guess I always felt alone among fields and fields of perfect flower suns."
She took another big breath.
"Well, our seeds are very special. They have great healing power. That kind of power brought an enemy, a swarm of locust kin, wanting all our seeds. I had a plan. I could distract these flying monsters, give Flower Sun kin time to hide our seeds. So I told the locust kin I hated the other flower sons and that they treated me badly because I was different. I also told them I could lead them to Flower Sun's hidden seeds. Of course, none of this was true at all, but I was so convincing. I led them far away from where my kin really hid the seeds."
"Brilliant plan, Flower Sun," I said.
"In the end, the plan worked, but I barely escaped those villains. I needed to run away from my home fields."
"I'm so sorry, Flower Sun," I sighed.
"Oh, it was such an adventure. Dreamflyer found me on one of his trips. I had been walking and hiding for days. He brought me to his garden. I have been there ever since and have lots of friends now. One day I will return to my kin and the fields."
She smiled.
"And now I have you for a friend, Turbo. I can help on this mission with the monster sparks.
We sat in silence for a few minutes.
May I ask you a question, Turbo?
Sure. She hesitated. Go ahead, Flower Son, I said. We're friends. I liked the way that sounded.
Who is Amber? The name seemed so special to Elderroot.
All three of her eyes stared at me. Amber was in my dream, I explained. I've never met her. I think she lived a long time ago. Doc found her diaries.
Ah, Elderroot is very, very old himself, she said. At least 3,000 years old. Elderroot sounded sad when he told me. You remind him of her. I think something happened to Amber.
Yes, in my dream, I said. She disappeared while holding a fire opal she found. Still a mystery, though. I wonder what happened.
One more thing Elderroot said about Amber,
Flower's son started to say.
Doesn't translate well, but...
A loud whistle interrupted her.
Hey, you two! Time for breakfast!
Dobro hollered.
Lots of work to do this morning!
He whistled again. Flower Sun handed me the end of her long tendril.
Can you do a roll and dive with me? My harness will hold tight.
Her eyes fluttered again. Ready or not, let's beat! I took off with a triple roll. Flower Sun cheered the whole time. She followed my moves only seconds behind. For someone without wings, she was a great flyer. We landed outside my domo. I wanted to hear more about what Elderroot told Flower Sun. What were you saying, Flower Sun, about Amber? She nodded while rolling up her roots and tendril.
Amber was a friend to the Tequoia trees, she said. She wore a powerful green stone pendant, only half like yours. Elderroot thinks you are wearing the other half. It is a silver stone, extremely powerful and sacred. You are connected to Amber somehow, and to the trees.
Flower Sun smiled and patted me on the back with her long leaf.
The trees, Turbo, will help you on this journey you have begun. Elderroot wants you to know this, and I am here to help. I know lots about villains. Thank you for letting me fly with you.